Israel sits on about 0.1% of global gas reserves. Not much, but the European Union is looking everywhere it can to reduce its reliance on Russian gas. So Egypt, already taking in 26% of Israel's gas production, will start liquefying more at its two Mediterranean plants. It'll trim just a few percent off the 40% of gas the EU buys from Russia.
This is a quick fix. It's not going to solve the whole thing. I mean, if you look at the spare capacity in the system on the Israeli and Egypt side, it's something like 6, 7, 8% of what we are still receiving from Russian gas. So it is a first small step, but we need other steps. We need more exploration in Israel, more infrastructure to be built.
Israel had frozen gas exploration as it tried to meet renewable energy targets. But the search for alternatives to Russian fuel has offered the Israeli government too lucrative an opportunity to turn down. The EU is also committed to moving away from fossil fuels. At the signing ceremony in Cairo, the EU Commission president suggested there was long-term interest in partnering with countries to its south and east.
It is for us very important also to look forward into the new forms of energy. And these are, of course, the renewable energies. And here, I must say, you are in a very lucky position as you have the resources that are necessary for renewable energies in abundance. The sun, the wind. So these will be the energies of the future and the demand will be enormous.
Israeli gas is sent to Cairo through the Arab gas pipeline. It was designed to pump gas the other way, from Egypt to Jordan, Syria and Lebanon. But Egypt uses its own gas now for domestic needs. Egypt wants to become a regional hub for the gas trade and Israel can help that happen. But it'll be a couple of years before Europeans start using significant amounts of Israeli gas, as there are challenges in increasing production capacity to cope with the new demand. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.